Chinese Basic Course, Lesson 17, Tape A, Side 1. First, here are the glossary terms for Lesson 17. Each term will be read twice with a brief pause following. Illustrative sentences will be read once. Repeat after the speaker and check the English meanings. 1.
报告 报告
他报告什么了? 请你写一个报告。
2.
保罗 保罗
3.
出去 出去
我要出去买点东西。
3A
出来
请你出来。
4
电视
看电视。
5
电台
6
刚才你跟谁说话?
他刚才告诉我了。
7
刚刚
我刚有50块钱。我刚要写字，他就来了。7A
刚好。你来的刚刚好。8 关上。
请你关上那个窗户。 我不会关。
9
广播。
晚上6点 有3个电台广播新闻。
10
广播员
11
过奖
12
过来
请你过来开会。
12A
过去
昨天谢先生过去了。
13
回
13A
这回
13B
上回
13C
下回
13D
每回
13E
是怎么回事
14
讲话
他讲话讲得很好。
14A
讲讲
15
进去进去
我不进去了在这儿谈谈吧
15A
进来进来
16
劳动劳动
我们都应当天天劳动
16A
劳动节劳动节
劳动节我们不上课
17
慢点走慢点走
18
人民人民
18A
中华人民共和国中华人民共和国
19
上班上班
19A
下班下班
那个工人3点上班11点下班
19B
班班
20
上去上去
我不上去
20A
上来上来
20B
下来下来
请你下来我要问你一个问题
20C
下去下去
我不下去请你上来
21
送报的送报的
那个送报的天天早上送报
21A
送送
请你送到他家去
22
听见听见
我没听见什么
23
头头
23A
头两次头两次
24
无线电无线电
25
消息消息
26
新华新闻社新华新闻社
26A
新华新华
26B
新闻社新闻社
27.
义务，义务。
27A.
义务教育，义务教育。
27B.
义务劳动，义务劳动。
28.
又，又。
你没有钱给饭钱，怎么又能买四万块钱的新汽车呢？你又来了。
29.
院长，院长。
30.
找，找。
您找谁？我找到了。
31.
正，正。
我们正在吃饭呢。
31A.
正要，正要。
32.
钟头，钟头。
我们吃了三个钟头。
33.
醉，醉。
这个最好，他最有钱。
34.
财，财。
你应当八点来，可是你九点才来。你给我钱，我才给你表。
Communicative exchanges. Today's dialogue concerns news broadcasts. Two speakers will alternate reading the text once initially.With a short pause after each exchange for you to check your own translation with that given in the book. At the end, the entire dialogue will be read once again with no pauses, but with each frame identified. Frame 1. 1.
请进来。你说十点就过来，怎么十点半才到？我正要过去找你呢。
Two.
我刚要出去，听见送报的在楼上收钱，我上去给他钱，所以来晚了。
Three.
你天天上六个钟头的课，晚上还上班，怎么你的中文又这么好？
Four.
过奖过奖，我每天都听新闻广播，今天我上班以前听了一刻钟，下班以后又听了半个钟头。
Frame 2. 5.
有一次我听广播，广播员讲得太快，我只听懂了一点儿。
6.
我头一两回也有问题，后来就没有什么问题了。
7.
劳动节快到了，这两天一定有劳动节的新闻。
8.
快开开收音机，7:30的那位广播员讲得最好，你听，他在报告一些小城人民义务劳动的消息呢。
Frame 3 9.
说到消息，你有保罗的消息吗？
10.
他在新华新闻社工作，你听，谁在电台上讲话呢？
11.
刚才广播员说，他是中文语言学院的院长。
12.
你听懂了，很好，我们听了快1.5个小时的新闻了，关上收音机，早点睡觉吧。
13.
好，慢点走。
14.
再见。
Now the second reading of the frames. Only the frame number will be given. Frame 1.
请进来。你说10点就过来，怎么10:30才到？我正要过去找你呢。
我刚刚要出去，听见送报的在楼上收钱，我上去给他钱，所以来晚了。
你天天上6个小时的课，晚上还上班，怎么你的中文又这么好？
过奖过奖，我每天都听新闻广播，今天我上班以前听了1刻钟，下班以后又听了30分钟。
Frame 2.
有一次我听广播，广播员讲得太快，我只听懂了一点儿。
我头一两回也有问题，后来就没什么问题了。
劳动节快到了，这两天一定有劳动节的新闻。
快开开收音机，7:30的那位广播员讲得最好，你听，他在报告一些小城人民义务劳动的消息呢。
Frame 3.
说到消息，你有保罗的消息吗？
在新华新闻社工作，你听，谁在电台上讲话呢？
刚才广播员说，他是中文语言学院的院长。
你听懂了，很好，我们听了快1.5个小时的新闻了，关上收音机，早点睡觉吧。
好，慢点走。
再见。
Expanded Dialogue. The content of each frame will now be expanded to include terminology both from the current lesson and past lessons, giving you a more natural conversation between the two individuals. There will be one new term used in the dialogue, 半天, literally half a day, but used to mean a fairly lengthy period of time, quite a while. After each exchange, you'll hear an English translation, but make every attempt to master the Chinese version before you listen to the English, reversing the tape to listen again if you have any doubts about what you hear. Frame 1. 1.
大卫，请进来。你为什么来这么晚呢？你说十点钟就过来，怎么十点半才到？是怎么回事？你又睡觉了吧？我正要过去找你呢。
Come in, David. Why have you come over so late? You said you'd be over at 10 o'clock. How come you didn't get here until 10:30? What's the matter? You went to sleep again, I'll bet. I was just about to go over to look for you. 2.
没睡觉，我下班回家以后吃一点东西，刚刚要出去，听见宋豹的在楼上收钱，我上去找他，想给他钱，找了半天才找到，所以来晚了。
I didn't go to sleep. After I got off work and went home, I had a bite to eat and was just about to go out when I heard the newsboy collecting money upstairs. I went up to look for him, intending to pay him, but it took me quite a while before I found him. That's why I'm late. 3.
你天天在学校平均上六个钟头的课，晚上还要到工厂去上班，怎么你的中文又这么好呢？你哪来的时间实习呢？
You go to school every day and take an average of 6 hours of classes. Then, in the evening, you go to work in the factory. How come your Chinese is so good? Where do you get the time to practice? 4.
过奖过奖，我每天在工厂只上四个钟头的班，我回家以后每天都听中文的新闻广播。今天我5点钟上班以前听了一刻钟，9点下班以后又听了半个钟头，所以每天听不少的中文。
You flatter me. Each day I only work 4 hours at the factory. After I get home every day, I listen to Chinese language news broadcast. Today, before I went to work at 5 o'clock, I listened for 1/4 hour. At 9 o'clock, after I got out of work, I again listened for 30 minutes. So, each day I hear quite a bit of Chinese. Frame 2. 5.
我也很喜欢听中文的新闻广播。有一次我听广播，广播员讲话讲得太快，我只听懂了一点儿，真麻烦。我不知道是他说话说得太快，还是我听得太慢。
I also like to listen to Chinese language newscasts very much. One time I was listening to a broadcast and the announcer spoke too fast, so I was only able to understand just a little. It was a real nuisance. I don't know whether or not it was his talking too fast or my listening too slowly. 6.
你说的很对，有的广播员讲话讲得真快，我头一两回听也有这种问题，后来因为常听就没什么问题了，现在差不多都能听懂了。
What you say is quite correct. Some announcers really do talk very fast. I had the same kind of problem the first 1 or 2 times I listened. Afterwards, because I frequently listened, I didn't have any problems. Now I can understand almost all of it. 7.
劳动节快到了，对不对？我想这两天电视上或是无线电上一定有劳动节的新闻，你说呢？现在快11点了，我们开电视看看有没有什么新的消息好不好？
Labor Day will soon be here, isn't that so? I would imagine during these few days there'll definitely be some news of Labor Day on television or on the radio. What do you think? It's almost 11 o'clock now. How about turning on the television to see if there is any news? 8.
电视上不一定有，可是我知道晚上这个时候无线电上有新闻广播，快开开收音机吧。11点的那位广播员讲得最好，你听，他在报告一些小城人民义务劳动的消息呢。
There won't necessarily be any on the television, but I know at this time of the evening there is a newscast on the radio. Quick, turn on your radio.The 11 o'clock announcer is the best speaker to be found. Listen, he's right at this minute, reporting news of voluntary labor by the people of several small towns. End of tape A, side 1.
Fast forward to the end of the tape. The recording continues on the...